Watch, vile, leftist chants "We got Charlie in the neck." In wake of Turning Point USA founder's assassination. By Amy Furr on September 11, 2025. A leftist celebrated the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk in a video that is making the rounds online. The clip posted early Thursday shows a young man with a megaphone standing near a roadway while chanting, "We got Charlie in the neck," while others at the scene clapped. He then appeared to shout, "Who's up next?" To which people at the scene seemed to reply, "DHS." An Instagram profile called The Yarn pointed to what was reportedly the man's TikTok account with the name @vic.melter. A video on the TikTok profile shows a young man saying he is out here once again with protesters in Los Angeles. Protesters have chained the DHS and ICE inside a fence. The clip then showed protesters tossing trash over the fence and calling the officers on the other side stupid motherfuckers. Kirk was fatally shot on Wednesday during a speaking event at Utah Valley University in what is being called a political assassination, per Breitbart News. In the months before his tragic death, Kirk sounded the alarm on the growing assassination culture on the left, revealing that 48% of liberals say it would be at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk. 55% said the same about Donald Trump, citing a report from the Network Contagion Research Institute, NCRI. Breitbart News reported, the conservative activist went on to call the phenomenon a natural outgrowth of left-wing protest culture tolerating violence and mayhem for years on end. Not long after his assassination, leftists took to social media to mock Kirk for opposing gun control, the outlet said. Despite the horrific and dark reactions to his assassination from the left, Kirk's pastor and friend, Rob McCoy, said his belief in Jesus Christ allowed him to live courageously. He stated, "Charlie did not die, however, but instead he has begun to truly live. His life was secured eternally by his Savior Jesus Christ. This truth allowed Charlie to face every threat with courage because he didn't fear death. All evil knows is death and they derive power from death. Charlie lived for a life and will be remembered for this." The pastor added, "My heart is broken for his family, his wife Erica and his two precious children. Evil has not prevailed and it will not win."